I'm Leslie McShane, and this is The New Old You, a place where women over 50 are able to come together to figure out who they are now and what they want as they move forward into this new phase of life. What better way than to do this rediscovering together with guests that can help us figure all of it out? It's time to make some space for yourself because honestly, you deserve it. This is The New Old You, and I am Leslie McShane. Welcome, everybody, to Self Care September. It's kind of low-hanging fruit when it comes to titles of a series, but that's what it is. So, welcome to Self Care September. I'm doing something that I haven't done since I started this podcast in January of 2021, and that is that I'm doing a full month of solo episodes. I have been wanting to include more solo episodes through the last year and a half, but yeah, I just haven't. So this is a great way that I have backed myself against a wall. I announced that I was doing a month of solo episodes, but it is great practice so that I can get better at it, so I can start including more of them in my weekly episodes. So we're going to be talking about self-care. Now, it may not be exactly what you think of when you think of standard self-care per se, but these things are very much self-care, and actually, I would probably call them more of a self-preservation. All of the standard self-care stuff is really good to do, too. I mean, I definitely think you should pamper yourself. You should take time off, cuddle up with a good book if you want to, bathe yourself in bath salts, get your hair done, and all of the things. But we're going to be talking about things that you might not do or we might not do because it may require us to really put ourselves first. And it may be for the first time in a really long time. You know, it is so easy to do everything for everybody else all the time. Most of us probably saw our mothers do that, and our grandmothers before them. And we are so conditioned, or we were conditioned, that this is what we were supposed to do. We often defer to everyone else, their decisions, their needs, their desires. You know, we may order the cheapest thing on the menu so that others can order what they want. We may keep from doing things ourselves, like getting our hair cut by a real stylist, so that we can save money to pay for piano lessons for our kid. You know, when our friends want to hang out, we let them decide where we're going to go and what we're doing. We may not allow ourselves to get curious enough to learn anything new, because if you do that, then you might be stealing time away from everyone else. Sometimes all we really need is just a little time for ourselves and to put ourselves first. So today we're going to be talking about the self-care and putting together a morning routine in place. Now, a morning routine is a place to harness motivation and build consistency. And then we're going to be talking about what that space could include. Because, you know, a lot of people are like, I'm going to put a morning routine into place. Well, what are you going to do? I don't know. So we're going to be talking about some things that you may be able to put into that place and move around and see what feels right for you. Now, I spent many, many years waking up each morning, feet hitting the floor with a starting gun. Like every morning, it was all about getting myself ready to get everyone else ready and in place before I could get to my own place of work. And then I left work, picked them up to get them to their next place before looking over assignments, feeding, bathing, making sure they were ready for the next day, day in, day out, day in, day out. The only non-negotiable that I had in all those years was that I made time for a workout. And you've heard me say that I'm an athlete. And, you know, if you're going to be an athlete, then you have to make time to get your training in. But, you know, no, I was not always a competitive athlete. There were years that I had to just not compete in order to do all the things that others needed me to do. But the non-negotiable that I had was I did a workout. And I know that that is a lot more than a lot of other people have been able to do through the years. So as my kids headed off to college and I didn't have all the noise of everyone else's crap moving through my head when I woke up every morning, you would think that I would have been, how would you be? Relieved, right? But it was actually the opposite for me. I woke up every morning with actually no direction at all. I mean, sure, I had to be at work, but whereas I had been balancing all the needs and demands of others all the time, I had so much lack that now my mind was like in chaos. There was no peace. I just had a feeling of I had no direction at all. I had been worried about other people's directions for so long, I had been ignoring mine. It was actually, and I would say it was actually a little scary and empty for me when I realized that. I was only in my late 40s and it felt like I actually had nothing to look forward to anymore. I was a little desperate. I was a little desperate, I would say, especially when I look back now. And, I started asking myself questions like, who am I? What am I doing? And am I going to be making a difference? Is this what I want to keep doing? Am I worth it to try to do something different or something completely new? Is doing something different or new even possible? I mean, I didn't know. There were so many questions and I didn't know how to find answers. All I knew was that the negative voices in my head were so freaking loud. I needed to find a way to quiet all of them, to make sense of them, to unjumble it. They were like all in a knot. I had to undo this giant knot and get some control back in my life. Through several avenues, I discovered podcasts, personal development reading, and guided meditation. I actually threw myself in. I needed to figure out who I was now in this moment because I hadn't felt like my real self for years. Now, after several months of this study and introspection, I knew I needed to find a way to be more intentional with my days. I needed goals. I needed affirmation. I needed a gratitude practice. I needed to get intentional with my daily tasks, and I needed to get it all down on paper, how I was feeling. And so my morning routine was born. Now, creating this routine was organic for me. I didn't know what I was doing, but it felt right. And as I continued every day, it made me feel more in control of myself. It gave me purpose when I woke up each morning. Now, I won't say that it was an easy switch, but it was a conscious decision that I made to get up and complete these things for me and for nobody but me. Now, I had to make special arrangements to make sure it got done. Number one, I had to start getting up earlier, which is a hard switch, and it can be a hard switch, but it's like anything. Once you get into the habit of doing it, and you make that adjustment, it's just easier. So you may have to do that. And that's a little bit of a sacrifice, but I think that the ROI on that is great. Now I've been pretty vocal about my morning routine on the podcast and through the blog and on other podcasts. I've stated how much it defines me. It helps me create a life of purpose on purpose. And people often ask me how I stay motivated. I get that question a lot. They're like, how do you keep on keeping on? And I say that being motivated has nothing to do with it. Motivation eventually runs out, but good habits, and unfortunately bad habits too, live on. Now, I made the decision to do this routine every day. And the decision to do it was paramount to the success. Now, some days were easier than others, But before I knew it, my morning routine wasn't just something I did, it became something that I am. The chaos I lived with before, I would say is it's different. I would say that what I had before, it's gone, and I have a direction now and a plan and dreams and goals that are bigger than I ever thought possible. The thing is that now I have set up some achievable goals and have my daily routine with intentions. I actually believe that I may reach all of them. And that's something I never had before. So, what are some good examples of things that you may include in a morning routine? Now, obviously, a good morning routine that you will do every day and get into the habit of has to feel good to you. So here are some suggestions of some things that you can add however you want. Now, these are things that I've incorporated and moved around. You can use these suggestions as a good base, and then you can mix it up. Try parts of it on, see what works and see what doesn't. You may even customize it and add something that I don't even mention here. Let's see. Okay, number one, meditate for 10 minutes. Now, I actually meditate with a meditation app, and there are lots of those available out there. I can't say if one is better than another. I've only used one, but I have to have guided meditation. I cannot just sit and meditate. I have to have somebody leading me through it. There are so many out there that you can choose from. I'm sure that there are some free ones actually on YouTube, and I have a few friends that do meditations as well. Don't expect to be perfect at it when you start. I've been doing it for 4 years and I am so far from perfect at it. But it does give me space first thing in the morning to clear my head, to be in the present moment, and it stills everything for me before I get started. So the second thing that you could consider for your morning routine is creating a mantra for yourself. Now, I have a mantra. I know that sounds very woo-woo, and I definitely thought the same thing at a certain point. But a mantra is something that you repeat over and over so that it brings you peace. And also, when you repeat something over and over and over, you begin to believe it. So, like, my mantra is the universe knows my heart and supports me. And that has special meaning for me. So if there is something that will bring you peace, that if you remember it and you say it and you repeat it or you write it every day, then create yourself a little mantra. Number three. I've done a solo episode on this before, and it is starting a gratitude practice. I think it's very important every day to sit and write out 5 to 10 things that you are grateful for in that moment. I think being grateful, and thinking about the things that you do have and that you are blessed with, takes the place of feeling like you have lack or that you are missing something. So it doesn't have to be super, super extensive. You could be happy for your dogs every day, and that would be just fine. Number four, write out your goals for the year and for the month. Now, this doesn't have to be done every day. I happen to do this every day so that I can keep these things that I'm wanting to accomplish top of brain. So a lot of people, they goal set for a year, but in order to keep those goals in focus, you really need to niche down into the things that you need to be doing on a monthly basis to help you move towards those goals. If you're a goal setter, if you're not a goal setter, that's fine. Don't add that into your morning routine. Number five, set your intentions for the day. Now, I believe that this is very important because when you get up out of bed in the morning, it's very easy to, like I said earlier, have no direction and not know where the day is going to go. You're going to go to work, you're going to come home. You may not even know what you're cooking for dinner, and you just cook dinner and then you go to bed. I think that we all should set some intention for our day so that at the end of the day we can say, you know, if nothing else, I did such and such. And I wrote it down this morning to make sure that it would happen. Number six, make your movement plan. Plan out your movement for the day. I think that the most important thing that we can do to de-stress ourselves in midlife and to keep moving forward is to be active. And that includes creating a movement plan. And a lot of people, they need to write it down or they won't do it. Again, it's something that you have to build a habit to do. And then you have to execute that plan. Let me forget that part. I mean, make a plan and then execute. You're going to work out for 30 minutes? Write it down. I'm going to work out for 30 minutes and then go do it. Number seven, you need a journal on how you're feeling. It's very easy to just sit down and write something, but it's very important to do an inward look. Like if somebody asked you, how are you today? How are you feeling today? You know, a lot of times when other people ask us that, we will gloss over, oh, I'm doing great. But if you were to ask yourself that and to really stop and think about how you are, and then you write that down, you are releasing that. And then you can go about your day. So it doesn't have to be long. Again, you know, five, six sentences. Number eight, read some personal development for 10 minutes or so. Now, I mentioned earlier that reading personal development is something that I did in the very beginning of my introspection period, I guess you could call it. And I think that a lot of people could get a lot of benefit out of personal development. I think that you will discover a lot of things about yourself that you may have forgotten or maybe didn't know about yourself by reading personal development. And I'll let you do that so you can figure that out for yourself. Number nine, read an affirmation and apply it to your day. A lot of people out there, they do card pulls and they read an affirmation. I have an affirmation app on my phone that I used to look at. Sending affirmations is something I used to do for my family every day to kind of kickstart their day. And then I started reading affirmation books and kind of like choosing a page every day to read that. And then I started writing my own affirmations. And so I do that on Instagram because I found such great power in them. When I was reading them, I love to create those for other people so that they can have a little kickstart to their day too. So, and number 10, something that you can add into your morning routine. I don't know if you are a spiritual person or not, but you could definitely add in prayer into your morning routine. I happen to do that. I am a spiritual person, and so I do like to connect with spirit. I like to be in nature when I do that. But it gives me time to give thanks for the things that I do have and ask for help for the things that I need help with, for me, for my friends, family, people who need it. Yeah, it's a great thing to add. Again, all of these things are suggestions. You can play around with them, see how they work for you. You can really add a myriad of things into your morning routine. But I think that I do feel that you need to set some sort of intention for your day, to keep you from wandering from thing to thing and then wondering at the end of the day why you didn't get anything done. So I think that that is the most important thing, is to stop and and set your intention for the day. The other thing I think is very important is to put words to paper. Thinking about things in your head really does allow for you to kind of wander off, and it's easy to forget what you were thinking, where you were going, and to recall it later. But writing down words of gratitude and journaling and creating intentions and writing down goals are very, it's very powerful ways to find yourself, really. You start looking at these things and you go, oh, I'm in here somewhere. You know, I thought I was a little lost, but I'm in here. But the most important thing of all of this morning routine, this whole self-care morning routine process is consistency. I mean, you have to do it every day or nearly every day until it becomes a natural part of your overall day. It has to become something of a no-brainer. When your feet hit the floor, this is the first thing you're going to do. You're going to go through your morning routine, your non-negotiable morning routine. Now, for me, I went out and found a cute little notebook to start doing all the written parts of my morning routine practice. And so far, I have 3 years of notebooks filled up with so many dreams and goals and the plans to get there. Now, many of these have come true. Some are still works in progress, and you're listening to one of those right now. But one of my other big goals was to find a way to make this morning routine process easier for other people to start. I mean, when you find something that works for you, you automatically want others to benefit from it, and you want to share it with everybody. And because I know I'm not the only person that has felt this way, when I needed to take back some control, I was on a mission to create something so that people weren't bouncing from notebook to notebook like I've done for the last 3 years. So I put it on my goal list and in my daily intentions this year. And then I created the You Deserve It notebook. It's a goal tracker, planner, and journal, and it's full of daily affirmations and places to write out goals, intentions, gratitude, a place for you to plan out your daily movement plan, and some journaling room that asks you how you are today. I am happy to say it is available on Amazon as of this month for anybody that would like to try to create this thing for themselves. And I'm convinced that it will help once your decision has been made to create this morning routine for yourself. And if you do give it a try, I would love to see what it does for you. So, week one recap of Self-Care September. Create a morning routine for yourself that takes the guesswork out of your day and allows you to create a life of purpose on purpose. Take time to put yourself and your wants and desires first and create a plan to get there. And I call it a morning routine because we all know what happens when we put off focusing on ourselves first thing in the day. The day gets eaten up by work, family needs, friend needs, pet needs, house needs, everything and everybody but you. But if you start your day focusing on and pouring some love into yourself, you know, a half hour, hour, get up a little bit earlier, spend an hour on yourself, then you can go about your day guilt-free. I guarantee that you are going to find so much power that you may have forgotten that you have. And for that, I am extremely excited for you. Thanks for listening today. I'm excited that you are here. If you have liked the solo episode, make sure to rate it or leave a review and let me know what you thought. I hope to hear from you. I really do. So it's just not me sitting in this room with my dog on the bed falling asleep yet again. Next week in Self Care September, we're going to be talking about learning to invest in yourself in order to stay curious. I hope that you will come back. And until then, remember to show as much compassion to others as you need today. Let's make the world a better place, right in the place where you're standing. I'm sending so much love. Get on that morning routine, everybody. You will not be sorry. And if you are interested in the notebook, I will put the link in the show notes so you can find it there. All right, till next week. See ya.